Hello, friends. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and we are doing a neighborhood tour today with Nick Bell. He is the president of HANA. And what does that stand for, Nick? Let's tell our guests.
It is the Historic Old Northeast Neighborhood Association, which we, as you just said, call HANA.
I love that. And one of the signature events is coming up. I want you all to mark your calendars for the Candlelight Tour of Homes Return. It is the 26th edition, and it includes Babe Ruth's home, live holiday music, and local food and beverages. Nick, fill us in and give us a preview.
Sure. You know, this is, Nanette, this is my favorite project of the year that I get to work on as head of the association. We have many. But the reason I love this, it is a great way to showcase the historical Northeast, the oldest neighborhood in the city, and it's beautiful. And at this time of year, it's a very special time of year during the holidays, and this tour allows us to showcase the neighborhood in the evening. We're the only one that I know of, a seasonal tour like this, that is in the evening, which gives people a chance to see all the lights and the decorations in the neighborhood. As you said, it's our 26th. We skipped last year. We were in heavy planning mode. Then the hurricanes hit, and it just didn't seem right to have a tour and showcase homes when so many people were suffering from Mother Nature. So we didn't have it last year. So we're making this year even bigger and better. We have 7 historic homes on the tour, five from the 20s, 2 from the 40s. And as you said, the last home that Babe Ruth and his family occupied for spring training here in St. Petersburg, when he was actually with the Boston Braves, he had left the Yankees, and this was his last spring training home. It was saved from demolition by Maureen Stanford, who is a big restorationist, and she's restored it. So it's a special treat to have the Babe Ruth house on the tour.
You know, what I love about the Old Northeast is, and let's just say it's downtown St. Pete, folks. It's 9th Avenue to 28th Avenue. And there's one home in the renowned Granada Terrace Local Historic District. And trolleys are going to transport tour guests between homes, which actually gives you an unbelievable opportunity to see how glorious this neighborhood is.
That's right. You know, to your point, we range the neighborhood this year, actually, from we have a big, beautiful house, Colonial Revival, on 9th Avenue and 1st Street, and our house at the top of the neighborhood is on 28th Avenue. As you mentioned, one in Granada Terrace, which is a local historic district within the Old Northeast. So the tour route is about 3 miles. So if you're taking the trolley, which, you know, we would recommend, you can either walk, bicycle, or drive as well. But the tour route will give you a really good view of the various homes, architecture in the neighborhood, and the bungalows in the south end to the larger mansions in Granada Terrace, and then what we call the Florida ranches that were built in the 40s up in the north end of the neighborhood.
Nick, you know what I really like is that you're having a holiday tree decorating contest. And I will tell you, folks, if you have not seen the way people decorate their homes, and I understand there's an original 1920s garage doors in the shape, yes, of 2 trees complete with lights. Tell us about just the decorations and how all out they go in a very tasteful, classy way.
Well, you're right. The Old Northeast is known for its decorating, from Halloween, which is huge, that we just had, to Christmas, great Christmas decorations, and we often have a contest. But we thought this year, instead of the home decorating contest, we'd like to line our streets with holiday trees. And holiday trees can be live, they can be cloth, they can be any kind of material, they can be lit or not, they can be a theme. It's all, you know, creativity is boundless with holiday trees. And then we're going to have $600 worth of cash prizes for these trees. To your point, one entry that we received kind of combines history with the holidays. A couple was redoing a garage, and their home was built in the 20s, and they took the garage doors, which have some kind of fancy woodwork to them, and they cut those down and created Christmas tree-shaped wooden displays that they're going to have on their lawn. So it just shows you, you can make a tree out of about anything. So this should be a special treat for people to see how we decorate the neighborhood for Christmas.
And I love that a lot of the guests, when they come to this wonderful and much anticipated event for the holidays, have their holiday regalia on. I'm going to be wearing my Christmas tree tiara this year.
You should enter the contest. If you stand on a yard, maybe we can.
Yes, I'll hold a Radio St. Pete sign up. Absolutely. But folks, in addition to that, the Candlelight Tour of Homes on December 7th from 3 to 8, it it does good deeds. Tell us how the tour helps replenish the neighborhood's tree canopy and who else it supports.
Well, you know, this is one of the reasons why this is my favorite event. This raises quite a bit of money for us. It's our major fundraiser for the year. Tickets are $35, which is kind of $5 per house if you broke it down that way. And so in addition to seeing the neighborhood decorated, seeing these beautiful historic homes decorated for the holidays, this money allows us to spend thousands of dollars every year replenishing our tree canopy. And the Old Northeast has one of the most beautiful, lush tree canopies in St. Petersburg. We're very proud of it. The storms last year did quite a bit of damage to our big oaks. A lot of trees came down. So it's even more important now that we work on our canopy than it even used to be. And by the way, we're going to have an Arbor Day celebration in January that I'd love to come back and talk to you about.
Absolutely.
But in addition, we also want to support charities in St. Petersburg. So every year we pick a different type of charity. And this year we focused on animals. And we have two local organizations, Pet Pals and Friends of Strays, that we're donating $2,500 to apiece, which we feel will help, you know, save animals, dogs, cats, and both of these organizations are extremely worthy. And I urge our guests to look into these organizations, and we'll have material on site to help promote them as well. So it helps our neighborhood, it helps our tree canopy, and it helps local charities.
Well, we know that the Northeast Journal and our friends over there, and we love the editor, Shelley, and always has. Northeast is about the fur babies. It's about neighbors. Tell us a little bit about the value of the Northeast Journal, and then we'll give the information on how you can get tickets.
Well, the Northeast Journal is a great companion of ours, and they've always supported the Old Northeast. We provide content for them. There's a spread in the center of the publication, every issue that talks about the news and the events that are going on in the neighborhood. So we're very thankful that we get that free space to do that. And I love writing content for the journal. I know Shelley well. And, you know, to inform the neighbors of what's going on, it's a critical component to keep everybody informed. We have 3,000 structures in the Old Northeast and about 2,600 homes in the Northeast. So it's a very big neighborhood, one of the largest in the city. So keeping everybody informed is not easy. So the journal plays a major role, as well as we do bi-monthly e-newsletters to about 1,600 people on our mailing list. So together, it's a great way to help communicate what's happening in the neighborhood.
So, folks, if you've just joined me today, I am talking to the wonderful Nick Bell. He's the president of HANA, which is the Historic Old Northeast Neighborhood Association. Their candlelight tour, the 26th edition, is December 7th from 3 to 8. Tell us, Nick, how we can get tickets.
So tickets are available online at HONNA.org. That's HONA.org. We also have three retail outlets on 4th Street North, Marion's Gifts, Sunken Gardens, and the Rally Station at 22nd and Avenue and 1st. And they're selling hard copy tickets if you don't want to buy online. The only deal with the outlets is it's cash or check only. They don't accept credit cards for the tickets at the outlets, but obviously you can pay with credit card online. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention a big thing for this tour. We have a hospitality refreshment station.
Yum.
We have an 80-foot long tent that will be on a cordoned off street, and it will have food and beverages from 12 local vendors, including for the first time this year, Nothing Bundt cakes, which are delicious and a great holiday treat. We have cookies. We have sandwiches. We have this great new sugar-free chocolate candy that's available. So it's going to be decorated and holiday music, and in addition to live music at the homes. So really festive way for people to stop and refuel and discuss what they've been seeing and partake in some of our wonderful vendors that we have in the city.
I think I'm going to be stopped at Boozy Pops. Did I say Boozy Pops?
They're very popular at our events.
Right. Philly cheesesteaks. I mean, really, you've really outdone yourself. Could you know, are these people, bands, performers? Can you mention any of the entertainment?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. We have live music at the homes that we're very proud of, because it's, you know, what's the season, holiday season, without great seasonal music? We have a renowned harpist, which is beautiful for the holidays. We have a renowned award-winning boys choir from Canterbury School, which is beautiful. We have individual singers. We have a guitarist. And they're great because sometimes we'll have a little line out front of a home, and this way people can be entertained while they might be waiting a little while to get into the home. So you combine the homes and the decorations and the evening and the food and beverages and the entertainment, the live entertainment. It's kind of hard to find something better at the holiday season to really get your spirits going than the candlelight tour.
So the tour registration is once again at Westminster Palms on Beach Drive. That's right, Nick?
Mm-hmm.
So December 7th, 3 to 8. Tell us what else is going on in 2026. Give us a little hot preview of what else goes on in Old Northeast.
Well, I just mentioned for the first time, because we are so focused on our tree canopy and maintaining that, the Florida Arbor Day is actually in January because it's a beautiful time of the year here in Florida. So we're going to take advantage of Florida Arbor Day, and we're going to have an event. We'll be announcing components soon that will involve both children and adults. We'll be planting trees. We'll have like a fortune hunt, educational materials and things like that. So that's a first. We normally have a garden tour every other year. We had one last April, and I was here talking about that. We will not have it this coming year because we go every other year, but we have 9 porch parties every year, and for membership, that's a big advantage because you have free access to the porch parties. The holiday party will be December 15th at JWAGS on 4th Street, and so membership gets you into all those things for free.
But you do have to be a resident of Old Northeast.
No, you don't.
Oh, you don't?
You can be a member. Because a lot of our folks are seasonal, and they may have a permanent residence up north somewhere, and then they here during the season, and they're members. People who have lived here moved away that like to support the neighborhood.
Oh, I'm going to get a membership.
You need to be members, because if you're a member, you're supporting a beautiful neighborhood in this city, and it's on the National Register of Historic Homes, which actually is the second largest historic district designated in Florida.
So, wow.
And people that are members understand that, and they support that, and they want to see that continue. And so we love that.
When do you start decorating for the holidays at your own personal home?
Well, actually, I have already started because this cold weather that we had, it kind of has spurred the Christmas spirit in everybody. So I got my tree out, and I've set it up, and I'm in the process of decorating. And I see decorations going up in the neighborhood all around me. I won't be here for Christmas, so I'm going to my brother's in California. So that was my excuse to decorate early so I can enjoy it before I leave for the holidays.
Well, from Nick Bell, the president of HANA, folks, I guess I'm going to start decorating this weekend. Thanks, Nick. This was a big thing in our house. We want to thank everybody for joining us, particularly Nick. And folks, the Candlelight Tour of Homes returns. That is December 7th, 3 to 8 p.m. Nick, parting words to our listeners.
Well, I would say get there early because we sell out at 1,600 tickets. And we always sell out every year, so I urge you to get tickets early. And we start registering people that day at 2:45, so you can get there early, and that way you can make sure that you get to see all the homes. Sometimes we have people say there's so much going on, and with the refreshment station and seeing all the lights, that they have a hard time getting through all the homes. So no excuse. If you get there early, you'll be able to get through all of them.
For Radio St. Pete, I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. Merry holidays at HANA.